In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for this day as the opportunity to gather together in your name to give praise to you. We give thanks for all those who donated toward the Magnificat ministry, and we ask that you may bless their lives in abundance because of their generosity this morning. Lord, we ask you to bless any religious articles that have been purchased today so that they may give you honor in each of these women's homes. Most of all, Lord, watch over them and guide them and help them be witnesses to your love to all their family and friends. We ask this through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen. And just briefly, I just wanted to thank you all for being here this morning. As always, the Magnificat ministry inspires me. A priest sees very different aspects of ministry every day, whether it's for here at this parish working with college students and their issues, which is mostly like breakups and relationship issues, and then working with men of the parish, now working with women of the parish, and there's also the church universal as well. So I want to commend you all. There's that saying, behind every good man is a greater woman, right? And there's so much truth to that. And because even you think of our Lord, he had our Blessed Mother there at the foot of the cross, uniting her suffering to his. And then St. Monica today, of course, I mean, as Mary said, the only reason that St. Augustine's here today as one of the greatest saints of the church is because of St. Monica. So your witness, particularly in this very, very broken time we live in the world and the church, is so important. So just thank you all for being here. And I know you pray for priests. I'm very, very, very grateful. But please know priests pray for their parishioners as well. So we're all in it together. Thank you.